same word, because alphabetically that's the word I'm looking for. Miss Helen.
Oh, I thought we started with me, so. Okay. All right, well, I appreciate the opportunity that you gave to us, to me tonight, to answer any questions. Joe, it's always hot being up here on this hot seat, okay, because that's what it is, because you never know what kind of question you're going to get from the community. But I welcome any of the questions. I welcome any time that I can speak to the community and to the residents. I am seeking another term on the board. Some people question as to why I want to do that. But I believe that I can be of help to the community. I am committed to Brankermill. I can see I love Brankermill. I've lived here over 26 years, and I love it. I still love it. I don't care to leave it. I enjoy here. Right now, we're having to go through a lot of changes, okay, with the revitalization. And, you know, that's hard for everybody because we get used to our things. We get used to our house colors. We get used to, you know, the way things look. We get used to it. But sometimes we do need to take another perspective and a fresher look. And so you're going to see changes through the community. And they're not meant to change things just to change things. They're meant to help revitalize it. They're there to help you feel even better about the community that you love, okay? You bought here because you wanted to live here. You still live here because you love the community. And that's what we're trying to do, is help it so that you continue to love the community. And to help to increase our property values, you know? We always want, you know, everybody says, what the heck? You know, they don't want the dues to go up, or they don't want this to happen. But you know what? It is about that. So, you know, at some point, you will, or someone else will sell your house, okay, for you. And you don't want it to be declining. You don't want to live in a community that is always worried about how they're going to get things done, or, you know, if the guy next door is going to do something that you don't like. You live here because you like it. We have a lot to offer our community. We have a lot of challenges coming up, again, with the master plan. And, you know, as we get further in, you know, we kind of pick some of the first projects, and they're probably some of the smaller ones, okay? But, you know, as we get further into it, they're going to be bigger projects. They're going to be more change that's going to be coming about. They're going to be a lot of input that we're going to need from the community. And I'm here. I'm available. You know, I appreciate it if you just... I ran out of time. So anyway... I appreciate your vote, though. Okay? Okay.
Yeah. Again, I'd like to thank all of you for coming out tonight. I love Brankermill, too. I've lived here for 33 years, and I came from the mountains of Virginia, and we were looking for a place that would be similar to that, and when we saw Brankermill, we fell in love with it. And I was here in the beginning of Brankermill. Brankermill was young, and I was young. And I'm here now, the president. Brankermill's old, and I'm getting old. And I want to be a voice in the future of Brankermill, because I think it's a great place to live, a great place to raise a family. And I believe we really need to promote Brankermill. We need... There was a beautiful brochure that we had a long time ago that showed the walking trails and all the really nice aspects of Brankermill. And I think we really need to do some of those kinds of things. And just like in Cool Hand Luke, what we have here is a lack of communication. We really, really need to work on that. So if I'm elected to the board, I would want to do those kinds of things, and I would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Well, again, thank you, everybody, for coming out, because I know it's got to be as hot up there as it is up here. And really, thanks for the great questions, because there were, honestly, I'm the newbie up here. I've only been here 15 years. One of the things, again, that I feel in my brain about, we have to keep it going, and the way to keep it going, when I moved into my neighborhood 15 years ago, I had the little ones, and I remember my neighbor, come down to the block parties, because she said, I've had my time. My kids are grown. I'm now becoming that person. My youngest is 15, and I love, when I moved into my neighborhood, there were 25 kids that was at the bus stop for the elementary school. It's declined. I'm seeing that increase. I think one of the biggest ways for us to keep Brankermill going is for us to look at the younger people that are moving in, what is going to make someone want to move here with their child? Again, we don't have new houses. We're not going to have new houses. We're not going to have income ceilings. We're not going to have some of these things that other neighborhoods are going to have. On the other end of that, I really do believe everybody's staying in communication. I truly believe in it. Anyone who knows me, you may kind of have to do this for me to be quiet, but I will. I want to hear what people have to say, but I also want to be someone's voice. I'm not going to sit back and say, just because if everybody else on the board doesn't agree with what I'm saying, I'm going to listen. But if I've been told a point by people out here, I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to make sure someone listens. You don't have to agree with me. That's the great thing about the board. There's more than one person there. So ideas are tossed around. That's just what I'm looking. That's the only reason I'm looking at being here, is I believe in Brandonville. I believe we need, because everybody said, more communication. But I think we need to figure out a better way to get that communication and to get people to actually listen and understand what the residents are saying, not just, oh, okay, great. And I'm telling you, this hot seat thing is really great. Thank you guys again so much. I hope you vote for me.
And thank you, ladies. I will say,